This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got the show tomorrow. We'll be doing it out from Citi Field. Hope to have plenty of Mets and Yankees themed guests there, whether it's Susan. Hopefully we get her on. Maybe Howie, have some fun out there, who will be available. But, you know, the holiday, we understand. Either way, it'll be a big Subway Series, just different with the field with both these teams struggling going in. And we'll get to the Mets in a little bit. But, you know, splitting the doubleheader yesterday. To me, it's more about the Yankees and just the continued problems that they have. Now, again, I do want to be clear that even though we're in the moment and, you know, criticizing the Yankees for the way that, for, at least for me, it's the way that they structured the team. I know some of you get on Boone, you want to get on the players, whatever. For me, it's about the structure of the team, the lack of player development, the way the Yankees' mindset is, meaning that they believe that they're better than they actually are. That's been a thing for years, whether it's numbers that they rely on, I'm not sure, just not using the eyes, thinking that they could get away with certain things. That's the biggest issue. This is not, oh, the Yankees aren't going to make the postseason, or, oh, the Blue Jays or Rays are better. I don't believe that. I think when all is said and done, Brian Cashman will make proper moves at the trade deadline. Now, will they work out? Who the hell knows? But they'll make moves. They'll be aggressive. You have to believe that Brian Cashman is going to get a third baseman, and you have to believe he's going to get an arm or two in the bullpen. And the Yankees are going to start winning some games. Judge is about to, he was hot last night, obviously. He's looking like he's about to go on a tear. Now, if teams don't pitch to him, that's a different story. And as somebody who watches Judge every single night, we watch Judge every night. How could you justify anybody pitching to him, especially in a big spot? I'd rather walk him and get beat by Bellinger or whoever else and say, hey, you know what? I'm not giving up a home run to Judge. I don't care. When you pitch to him and you get away with it, you escape. You're more often than not going to get burnt if you pitch to him. Anyway, point is, this is not the end of the world for the Yankees. It's not all their bad team. No, they're going to be fine. It's just infuriating that they continue to do the same thing and expect different results year after year after year after year. They don't build the team to play baseball the right way. And they haven't. They could say that they try to change it up and bring in Jazz. He's athletic. Or, you know, think about it. For years, it was always, why is Cashman getting all these left-handed bats? Where are the, or all the right-handed bats? Where are the lefty bats? And then he goes out there and gets Rizzo and Gallo, and it's like, oh, okay, see? We did it. No, you're not understanding. There's got to be a balance, and it shouldn't be the same type of guy. Like, even Gallo, you brought him in, he was the same type of player. And he was even worse in reality than he was on paper, but, you know, launch angle, a billion strikeouts, but power, that's the last thing you needed. You need baseball players. Get a baseball player at third. Yankees didn't like Arenado. They didn't want him. Now, I don't know if that was because about the money or just because of the player. And it makes sense because he's a good fielder. He's a good hitter that even at this stage, he's not an MVP, certainly, the way that he once was. But he's going to put the bat on the ball. He'll hit for some average. He's going to play great defense. So he doesn't fit with the Yankees' value, which is, who cares about the defense? Who cares about the contact? We want launch angle. We want power. That's what they care about. But I assume Cashman's going to get a third baseman and he'll go get an arm or two out of the bullpen and bolster this team up. And I still believe, even with their limitations, I still believe that they're better than the Blue Jays, better than the Rays, and better than the Red Sox, who was the one team that I thought could be a legit threat to them. Yankees are better than those teams. Are they better than the Tigers? No, probably not. Better than the Astros? Probably not. Like, if they played those... Now, I get to see how the rest of the season plays out, but right now, if they played those teams in a best of seven, I'm taking the Tigers or I'm taking the Astros. Just because I don't believe the Yankees. I think they were fortunate last year to be matched up with the Royals and Guardians, and I don't think the Yankees are as good as they were a year ago. And those other teams can be more dangerous and play the game, you know, better all around. Fundies. But still, would I be shocked if the Yankees went through the postseason and got to a World Series again? Got to. No. I don't think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't be shocked. So it's not like it's the end of the world. It's just still, our expectations are high. They need to raise their expectations and change what they believe is the right way to build a team because it's just not working. BT and Sal on the Fan. Remember, you can listen to BT and Sal on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or Tune In apps. BT is off, so it's just you and me. Sharon is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Sharon?
Hey, I love listening to you guys. Happy 4th. Brian Cashman is so smug that he thinks that he can just take whoever he wants and put them on a roster. So we don't need a left fielder for years. We don't need a third baseman now. It's okay if I fill out the roster with six outfielder, first baseman, DHs, and no middle infielders. It just doesn't work.
Well, I mean, look, the Yankees last night playing, and maybe playing him out of position the right way. Ben Rice is not a big league catcher. He shouldn't be catching.
No, he's not.
Jazz Chisholm should be the second baseman. At least if they had Jazz at second, you could say, okay, well, they're set with Goldie, Jazz, and Volpe. Now, Volpe, if he continues to go this way, they're not going to be set any longer, but he is their shortstop. Like, that's a whole nother level of problem, Anthony Volpe. But right now, before we get to the deep issues with potentially deep issues with Volpe, let's just get guys in their proper positions. I don't think that that's too much to ask, but with the Yankees, it is.
It is. It's too much for him, and I don't trust him to get the right people at the deadline. Joey Gallo being the prime example. Frankie Montas. Like, these are who he's bringing in. What Jazz was, he was a good pickup. But beyond that, the past 5 years, I don't think I can remember a good pickup at the deadline.
Well, I mean, they could get a bullpen arm, Sharon, and thank you for the call. And you have to trust that Cashman will get a bullpen arm. You trust that they'll be aggressive because they have been aggressive. Now, whether it's going to be the perfect fit, who knows? I mean, I'm not sure they could even identify a perfect fit. They're the ones who are running Ben Rice out there. They're the ones who are putting Jazz at third. Did the Yankees think they need a third baseman or second baseman? I'm not so sure. Are they okay at shortstop, or are they thinking they need a shortstop? Like, if you ask me what the Yankees' needs are, I could tell you. But clearly it's different from what they think their needs are. I would have told you to move on from Stan and DJ LeMahieu years ago. And they continue to stick with these guys. Oh, but did you see the postseason Stan had? Yeah, I did. Did you see him the first 80 games of the year? Because I didn't. And you see when he comes back, he's a roadblock. He can't even use DH to either be a flexible position or get a bat in there like Ben Rice. I get it. I get the appeal, the allure of Giancarlo Stanton. Oh, he could run in on one big G. Yeah, the Yankees don't need another big home run hitter. That's what Aaron Judge is there for. They have plenty of home runs up and down that lineup. They need baseball players, guys who can, like, and now maybe their definition of baseball players is different than mine. And everybody's might be different. But what mine would be, okay, baseball player. How do you define a baseball player? So, well, let's see, somebody that can hit. It's a good start, right? Yeah, baseball player, okay, you can hit. Run, okay. Hit, run's a pretty good start. Catch/field, whatever you know. Catch the ball, field, okay, fine. That's a, you know, hit, run, catch. I think we're off to a good start. This is me, my definition of defining a baseball player. Baseball, what else do you have to do in baseball? You have to throw the ball, okay. Hit, run, catch, throw. Anything else am I missing? Okay, catch the ball, hit the ball, run, throw. I mean, that's, you know, a baseball player. Catch it, throw it, hit it. Run the bases. I mean, that's how I would probably define a baseball player. And I think the Yankees' definition is power, mash, home run. I don't know if there's anything else. Power, mash, home run. What else would they define as a baseball player? Can't be, let's see, can't be catch or field. I don't think run, although maybe that's a thing now. Yeah, maybe I give him, well, it can't be because the majority of players don't. But like with Jazz, with Dominguez, Bellinger, they have some guys that can run. Maybe I'd throw that in there, but I think pretty much it's, maybe it's launch. Maybe it's fit a numerical measurement. Someone who has good analytics. I'm not 100% sure. Mine would be hit, run, catch, throw. No particular order. Andrew is calling from Eastchester. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Sal, before I get to my Yankee point, real quick, the station plays a pre-recorded spot that you did, and they played it during this last break. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I crack up every time you say, even my wife, who's impossible to please, she loves it. I roll every time I hear that, man.
Well, thank
you. I don't know how you got away with it. I hope you didn't get in trouble for it, but yeah, it cracks me up.
No, she doesn't listen. I mean, that's how I get away with it, but thanks, Andrew. Clearly.
Yeah, right? So, but yeah, you know, as far as the Yankees go, you look at their issue of developing talent. You know, Volpe isn't going to amount to much, I don't think. Jury's still out on Dominguez, but not terribly blown away. I'm thinking, since they have so many holes to fill, maybe they sell high on Jones. They sell high on Lombard. Ship them out before they get to this level. And if history tells us anything, it tells us that they're probably not going to do as well as, you know, they've been, you know, purported to be. That's just my thought. Sell high on them now. Plug the holes, especially since you're that close to, you know, getting to where you want to go in terms of winning a championship.
You know, I don't think it's a bad thought, Andrew. And think of it this way. They could have traded Spencer Jones last year for Corbin Burnes for 1 year. I would have done that, and they did not. And thank you for the call, because they wanted Spencer Jones. some thought maybe to replace Juan Soto in the event that he would leave, or just in general have Spencer Jones because of some of the numbers that he was putting up in the minor leagues. And then the value diminished significantly. Now, Spencer Jones, I think, was working his way up. He might, in fact, be in AAA. I think last I saw, he got promoted to AAA. But think about how far his star has fallen. And you're right. You're right. So Spencer Jones and Lombardo are going to be the next wave of guys. Just like Wells, Volpe, Dominguez, now we have the new wave of guys. Spencer Jones and Lombard. And the Yankees are going to have to decide whether they would trade them. Now, what's the perfect piece for this team? Or if they're going to stick with those guys and bring them up here. And I use this term loosely, develop them. Nobody should be off the board. The primary goal here is to win a World Series. Remember, the Yankees didn't do this with Volpe. I talked about last year trading Spencer Jones. Going back years ago, they could have traded Volpe. And they didn't. They didn't want to. And maybe that was a financial thing. See, it all traces back. To me, it all started. The Yankees started to go downhill once they acquired Giancarlo Stanton. Remember, 2016, they missed the postseason. Wow, Yankees missed the playoffs. Cashman was smart enough to be aggressive at the trade deadline as sellers. What? The New York Yankees selling? But it was the right move. Sellers. Which led to 2017 and the baby bombers. And a year with no expectations, but fans were like, okay, let's see what we have here with some of these young players. They get to game seven of the 2017 American League Championship Series and lose to the cheating Astros. From there, it was the sky's the limit. I remember thinking to myself, God, the Yankees, even in the year where they had no expectations, they get to game seven of the ALCS. This team's going to go out there and win the World Series. Judge, this guy Judge is a beast. They fire the manager. They hire Aaron Boone. They trade for Giancarlo Stanton. Now, I didn't like the idea of firing Joe Girardi or hiring a manager with no experience. But the bigger issue I had was Giancarlo Stanton. That wasn't the type of player the Yankees needed. Now, at that time, it was more about they needed pitching. But they certainly didn't need another big, muscled, hulking, right-handed power hitter that also plays the outfield. And at that time, Stanton actually played the outfield. But not only was it a redundant player, it also chewed up a lot of financial flexibility. Turned out not only financial flexibility, but positional flexibility with Giancarlo Stanton because he turned into a DH. But prevented the Yankees from going out there and getting, I don't know, a big power left-handed bat, let's say Bryce Harper. Or the Yankees trading Anthony Volpe years ago for, let's say, Luis Castillo and going out and signing Corey Seager to be their shortstop. Couldn't do that because of the money. Like, this is not just a one-year thing. This dates back to, in my mind, the offseason after 2017. And prior to last year, the Yankees, they never got as far as they did or as close to the World Series as they did in 2017. Then last year, last offseason, they go out there and make the big splash for Soto. Guess what? It results in a World Series berth. Now, the ideal...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Thing to do, and again, I know this is just crazy talk. silly me. The idea would be, okay, we've now taken it further, getting to the World Series with Juan Soto, you know, after the addition of Soto and the other stuff that they did. But we got to the World Series. Now let's build on that. And they didn't. They didn't build on that and make the team better. They built it differently, but they didn't get better. Doesn't mean that they can't get back there, but I don't think the Yankees are better. I've said this consistently. I don't think the Yankees are better this year than they were a year ago. Christine is calling from Queens. What's up, Christine?
Sal, as a lifelong Yankee fan, I could not agree with you more. We have a text that goes back and forth with five people during a game, and we're disgruntled. We're disgruntled. And everything you have said is absolutely, absolutely correct. They're a poorly constructed roster. They don't have a bench, and we're watching rinse and repeat and errors and Volpe, and I have a ticket for Saturday's Yankee game at Citi Field, a good seat. I gave it to my nephew. I said, I can't show my face. I can't go. I can't go.
I mean, I respect it, Christine. The one thing is, you got the Mets who are playing as bad as any team in baseball right now. We'll get to them when we come back. You got to go and root for your team. Come on. I can understand the point of not taking it, though, especially going on the road. You don't want to deal with a Met fan the same way that, you know, Met fans would feel going into Yankee Stadium, maybe not wanting to deal with the Yankee fan when the team is down. Something's got to give this weekend between these two awful teams right now. They're not awful teams overall, but they've been awful teams for, what, 3 weeks now and counting? The only counter that I would say, Christine, and we do appreciate the call, the only thing I would say to that is it's... See, the Yankees get away with it, and it's not as bad as it may seem because they continually win 90-plus games, or continuously win 90-plus games, and are in the playoffs with a legit chance every year. Now, that's not good enough for me, but it's hard for us, all of us who feel frustrated by this, to counter that argument. Because they could just say, well, you say it's not working. You say we're not good enough. How come we win 90-plus games every year and every year have a chance to get to the World Series? And I can't argue that. My answer is like, I don't know. I don't think you're that good. I didn't think you were any good last year. And it can't just be, well, the Royals stink and the Guardians stink. I mean, that's part of it, but I don't know how the Yankees got to the World Series last year. Maybe the... real issue, and a caller brought this up before, I think it was John and Bayonne, that it's more of a baseball problem than just a Yankee problem. And part of the reason why they're able to still have success, even though our eyes tell us this team isn't as good as it needs to be or should be with the high expectations with being the New York Yankees, they don't play baseball well enough to be on that championship level. Well, maybe the reason why they continually have those opportunities... Continuously have those opportunities. I get that one wrong. I need BT here to help me out with the verbiage, proper verbiage. Anyway, they continuously have these 90-win seasons and have a chance in the postseason because nobody else is playing the game the right way either. That has to be it. Because there is no other answer to it. But what I know is the Yankees aren't doing it the right way. And you would hope that something would change eventually. I'm not holding my breath. Been mostly Yankees so far. Actually, it's been all Yankees so far. We'll get to Mike Brown. We mentioned that yesterday. BT and I were on the air for that breaking news with Mike Brown. I'll mention that in a little bit. But mentioned the Mets off of yesterday's doubleheader split. And a couple of things. Number one, Juan Soto was named Player of the Month, so congrats to Juan Soto. If Player of the Month is your thing, it's not really my thing. Judge, it seems, you know, he does that every month. Who'd you think was going to win Player of the Month? Obviously, it was going to be Juan Soto. We had an incredible June. What I'd like to see with Soto is him starting to get a hit with guys on base. That would be nice. That would be the next phase of development here with Juan Soto. You know I love Soto. I wanted the Mets to go get him. He's got to get a big hit with guys on. Like, at some point, that's got to happen. The Mets' offense really needs it. But the big thing yesterday was the lineup change, where I'm kind of surprised, although I guess I shouldn't be, with Mendoza deciding to put Lindor in the two-hole. And do I think that that's the reason why Lindor went off last night and finally broke out of his slump? I don't. Maybe it was a wake-up call instead of just being complacent and in the leadoff spot and expecting something different to change. I don't know. Maybe it was hitting in front of Soto that gave him some benefit. Who knows? But the bigger key is not Lindor's going to hit. Like, anybody who thinks Lindor's not going to hit at this point, you're not paying attention. He's going to have bad months. We know that. Bad weeks, bad month, whatever it may be. But Lindor is going to hit. He's the least of the Mets' concerns, unless he was hurt. And I know that was a thing with the toe. Soto's going to hit. Now, is he going to hit with runners in scoring position? I believe so. It's July, bro. It's July. Like, maybe, I don't know, tomorrow would be a good start for that. You could wait one more day. Nothing beyond tomorrow. Fireworks should be coming down with Soto tomorrow night. Anyway, Alonso's going to hit. He's driving in runs. He'll still continue to do that. He'll go through a slump. Do I trust Nimmo is going to be, all of a sudden, in the leadoff spot, a productive offensive player? I don't. I like Brandon Nimmo. I want him to do well. I don't trust that he's going to be a productive player. Do you know why I don't trust that? Because he hasn't been consistent. It's very, you know, it's cut and dry. Sal, why do you love Juan Soto so much? Okay, look at his baseball reference page or watch him hit and then answer that question yourself. Why do I love Juan Soto so much? You think it's because I think he looks nice in a uniform? He has nice cleats. He wears his hat well. I like his number. Or is it because he's a beast in the batter's box? Okay, Sal, why do you doubt Nimmo? Because he's inconsistent. Look at his baseball reference page. Watch him play. He's inconsistent. I want to like Nimmo. I was a bigger believer in him than most the last couple of years, thinking he was going to have an all-star year. Hasn't happened for him. And at some point, you know, he's getting old and banged up. He always looks much older than he is, or it just feels like that with Nimmo. Guy plays hard. He's a hustler. You give him credit for that. He's got a good attitude, good leader, good heart. He just hasn't been productive enough. So back to the main point, the lineup switch. No, to me, it's eyewash. Doesn't matter where the guys hit. It's about who's producing. Last night, the biggest key was 7, 8, 9 with two outs getting on for Brandon Nimmo. And then Nimmo delivering the big blow with the grand slam. I'd like a little more consistency from the Mets offense overall. What the hell's going on with Mark Vientos? The only reason to remain optimistic with the Mets, well, there are a few reasons. Number one, because you know that the owner is not going to tolerate anything less than what he believes to be a high level of performance. May not happen all the time, but he sure is going to try to make sure that is the case. So he'll give the resources necessary to fix whatever issues they have. They're getting reinforcements back. It may be another couple weeks, but they should have post-All-Star break, which is only a couple. What is today? Today's the 3rd, right? Tomorrow's the 4th, obviously. You got a couple of weeks until the All-Star break. After the All-Star break, the Mets should have Manaea and Senga in their rotation. That will change things. Jesse Winker is coming back. That will help lengthen out that lineup. And then they're going to have the possibility of going out there and acquiring some pieces, multiple, plural, at the trade deadline. So if they could just stop the leaking here, they're taking on a lot of water. If they could just hold the fort down for another week or so and maintain their position in the NL East, even if it's a couple of games behind the Phillies, whatever it may be, 10 games over 500. If they could play close to 500 for the next 2 weeks, I think things will be different on the other side of it. But they do have some significant flaws where guys that they're relying on, no matter what happens with guys coming back or at the trade deadline, Vientos has to perform. Nimmo's got to perform. Alvarez playing much better in down in the minors. So you hope he can come back up here and perform at the big league level. Wouldn't get caught up in the numbers so far, but the fact that he's producing, hitting some home runs, that would be something that I would look at as at least a positive sign, give you some hope that he could come up here and produce. Those guys have to hit. Mets have some issues, and it's a totally different level than the Yankees. The Mets are in their infancy stages here of proving their worth as a franchise that could have sustained success. They haven't had it ever in their history. 1962, ever, have not had sustained success. Not in the 80s, not in the 60s, not ever. Twice in their history have they made the postseason consecutive years. We all assumed, I assumed that it was going to happen 2022, 2023. Wrong. We all assumed it was going to happen this year. And I still believe that's going to be the case. But as the Mets are proving in June, hey, nothing is guaranteed with them. They have to prove themselves. I think they will. Not going to go nuts and panic. But they need to stabilize here before the reinforcements come down the road. And they need to get the guys that are here, whether it's Soto hitting with guys on, whether it's Nimmo or Vientos actually producing to a consistent level, they need that to happen in addition to getting the reinforcements. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the Yankees. Mike is in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, great show. So actually, I'm a Met fan, but, you know, I think for the Yankees, you know, if you think about it, what's more important? Is it more important for the ownership to win a World Series or the fans? And I think the answer is the fans want the World Series more than the Yankee ownership. I mean, all they want to do is make the postseason, make a lot of money. Brian Cashman is like the golden goose for Hal. You know, money's coming in for like the last 25 years.
I think they want to make that. See, to say that Hal or Cash don't want to win the World Series, I don't agree with that at all, Mike. I think that Hal wants to win. I know that Brian Cashman wants to win. What I don't know is if they know what it takes to win. And the way that they build their ball club, I just vehemently disagree with. That's where we have an issue. I don't think it's a desire of will. And also, we could question the Yankees and their spending because it's not so much more, you know, $20 million more than the next guy. Now they're not even top of the list. You get the Mets, Dodgers, whatever in front of them. But they still spend a ridiculous amount. So I don't think it's the want. I think it's that their flaws at developing players and just identifying the type of player that is going to help them tighten up the little things that cost them games. That's my issue with them.
And for the Mets, I think this has to be like a 2015 trade deadline. We need to have a big impact, and we have to go all in. So I don't want anything measured. I mean, you have to be, you know, you have to make a good choice. But let's go for it this year. You know, let's get the reinforcements. I want to get to a World Series now. That's it. Let's go.
There you go, Mike, and thank you for the call. It should be all in, but I don't think that that's one big move. I think it's multiple moves for the Mets. Who knows what moves are going to be available to be made for both the Mets and Yankees come trade deadline July 31st, and we're now, you know, weeks away from that, obviously, as well. So let the speculation begin. Both these teams are going to need to make some additions. I don't think the Mets need, let's say, one big bat. I would go get the best reliever that's available to them. I would look to get another batter, too. I also think the biggest, my thing with the Mets is I would look to just change it up a little bit. Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo, are those guys, do they have any value in the trade market? And could you move them and bring in different pieces? Not necessarily, like everybody thinks, oh, if you trade certain guys who could be productive, it's you're giving up on the season. Or you need to make a big trade and bring people in, big bats in. Sometimes I think a change where a trade that could benefit two sides could be beneficial as well. And I feel like that's where the Mets are at. I would look to, now again, I don't know if Nimmo's contract's going to be tradable. Anything's possible if Steve Cohen wants to take on some of that money and pay Nimmo to go away. Then you have to think about it, okay, is it worth paying Nimmo to go away? How much you're going to have to pay to be able to move him? Or would you rather just keep him and the potential of what he can be? I'm tired of the potential. I'm tired of the inconsistencies. I would change up the feel. McNeil would be easier to move on from. I would trade McNeil and bring up Acuna. That's move one. So you're trading McNeil, whatever you get in return, or just shedding his salary, which should free you up to go take on other salary, whether it's in the rotation or in the bullpen. or a different bat in the lineup. I mean, if you actually boil it down, there are only so many moves the Mets can make. They clearly need a center fielder. I just told you how I would fix second base. They could use a third baseman, and then maybe, hey, is Vientos part of a trade? Maybe somebody sees Vientos with the potential that he showed last year or the results that he showed last year and has potential. Maybe they value him. I don't know. Maybe somebody values Beatty. I don't know. But they have to figure out. I would look to clean up the cluster of players that they have at third and bring in one player who can play third base. Catcher, I mean, they're going to probably just roll with what they have and hope that Alvarez is the best option. Again, you can't replace everything. And then I would look to, certainly the bullpen, and I would look to see what the options would be as far as Nimmo. Now, they're probably not going to do that with Nimmo. Maybe asking to trade Nimmo and McNeil is too much. They'll probably just roll with Nimmo. But if I could find a leadoff hitter that could play good defense and just be a more consistent, less upside, but more consistency than Brandon Nimmo, I would make that exchange, even if it meant paying a portion of that salary. I don't think they're going to do that. That's something what I would be doing. But at bare minimum, I would trade McNeil, bring Acuna up. He would be my second baseman. Lindor at short, Acuna at second, Alonso at first, Alvarez catcher, figure out third, figure out center. You got Soto on right, and I would look to make a move in left or just keep Brandon Nimmo there. Chuck is calling from Seabright, New Jersey. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Sal? Thanks for taking the call. I mean, I listen to you, you know, pretty much every day, and you're really hard on Nimmo. You know, if you just look at a few statistics about what he's done this year. Right, first of all, the guy that made the All-Star team has 17 homers and 46 ribbies and batting .261. Well, Nimmo's batting, you know, .254, 16 homers, 47 RBIs. He's got great exit velocity. He hits the ball hard. He's an average fielder. I get that. He steals bases at a pretty good clip and very rarely gets thrown out. When I go to games or I go with my, you know, my grandchildren or my nephews, the guy we watch is Nimmo because he plays the game the right way. He's great in the clubhouse. You know, consistency, yes. But if you look at his stats and you look at his Lindor stats, and even if you look at Soto's stats, right, they're very similar. So Nimmo's a big part of the team. He's making $20 million a year. I get it. But why would you get rid of him?
Who are you going to get? Azuna? Azuna, you're talking about from the Braves?
Yeah, who would you replace Nimmo with?
Who do you think is a better offensive player?
Well, I think Nimmo.
Then Azuna? No.
He holds his own. Yeah. For sure he does.
No, look, Chuck, you like Nimmo, and so do I, and I understand why you do like him. Because of all the things that you said, he plays the game hard, he plays the game the right way, he's great in the clubhouse. I would look to change things up, and Nimmo has gotten worse since his best days of OPS, where it was 888, 838, 800, 829. The last 2 years, it's fallen below 730. This year, well, you know, last year was 727. Right now, he's at 770, working his way back up. On base has come down. He's below his career average. And on base. Yeah, the power's gone up a little bit for Nimmo. I need to see more consistency. He used to be a consistent player. He's also so fragile and banged up. Look, I like Nimmo. I'm not, not all trades have to be, this guy stinks, get him out of here. It's, hey, this guy could be valuable. I'm looking to get ahead of a potential problem with Nimmo and a player who I see as being inconsistent and not durable enough for my liking, and I want to upgrade that. That's why I would look to move Brandon Nimmo.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's your opinion. He plays every day. His OPS is 770. He's a home run hitter. He hits home runs now. He's going to hit 30 home runs this year. Yeah. Right? He's got 17.
Chuck, I get it. You like Brandon Nimmo. I think he should be better. Yeah. I expect more from Nimmo. And thank you for the call. Now, you're probably going to be lucky because they're probably not going to be either A, willing to move Nimmo, or B, able to move Brandon Nimmo. But Nimmo should be a more impactful offensive player. That's what they signed him to that contract for. And he just hasn't been that. Last year, the excuse was, well, he was hurt. Okay, well, this year he's going to try to stay healthy. I talked to Nimmo. Had him on with Beninga when we were at the Amazing Day out at Citi Field. Great guy. Told him to his face. Dude, all-star time here. Let's go. And that's the goal. And again, he fell far short of that. His numbers coming up a little bit as of late. He has not been anywhere near consistent enough. At all. I like him a lot. Sometimes you got to trade good players. And if somebody else could see value in him at age 32, I'd be getting ahead of that problem if I were the Mets. Subway Series Part 2, as that shifts to Citi Field with both teams. I mean, we'll see what happens tonight. Mets and Brewers tonight. Yankees going to be looking to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Blue Jays. We'll see what happens with those games. But both teams certainly not going to be going into the Subway Series on the high note like they were in mid-May. We mentioned yesterday with the Mike Brown hire, BT and I kind of got into it a little bit. BT loves the, or I don't know about love, maybe that's too strong. Maybe he did say love. Either way, he definitely likes the Mike Brown hire. I do not for the Knicks. So the Knicks have their new head coach is Mike Brown. And it really is just as simple as I don't think he's definitively better than Tom Thibodeau. And I don't care what anybody else says or what numbers they want to put out there. Now, the argument is that does he need to be better than Tom Thibodeau or maybe different can be better in this particular case? He's different. I don't think he's a better head coach than Tom Thibodeau. And I worry about Brown in New York. And people could say, oh, he's a good guy. He'll be funny with the media. Yeah, that's great. Like, those things go over well initially. And then when the team starts to struggle or there are some issues, then that becomes less funny or less tolerable. And it's like, well, where's the disciplinarian here? Where's the guy that's going to get on these guys? Well, you know Tom Thibodeau was that. Mike Brown, I'm not so sure that he's going to be that guy. So we'll learn together. What we do know is Mike Brown has been a failed head coach. Dispute that fact. Mike Brown has been a failed head coach in multiple stops that has never won a championship. The Knicks hired somebody to replace somebody who built their organization up, built their franchise up out of the abyss, got them to an Eastern Conference final for the first time in 25 years, and they fired him with the singular goal of winning an NBA championship. That's their mission. And they fired him and replaced him with a guy that never won an NBA championship. And a guy that had his best days as a head coach with LeBron James. And a guy that, you know, needs other offensive assistants to come up with his offense. Like, those are the things there. They're talking about Borrego, whatever. I don't know if that's going to be realistic or not, but okay. So Mike Brown's going to unlock Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges in a way that Tom Thibodeau could never do. Okay. I'll believe it when I see it. I'd be willing to bet a lot that the issue is Karl Anthony Towns, not Tom Thibodeau. The issue is the group of players that the Knicks have don't play well enough together, not Tom Thibodeau. And I would have liked to have seen Tom Thibodeau get a second chance with this team. Year two, okay, I figured out how we, you know, what worked, what didn't work in year one. Now, and by the way, their bench is much better with the additions that they made. Clarkson and what the hell's his name? Yabusele. I keep getting that messed up. I think it's Yabusele. Anyway, Yabusele and Clark, that's going to be a tough one until I actually watch him play and, you know, on a consistent basis and hear Breen tell me his name 100 times. Need to hear it rather than read it. Yabusele. Yabusele, Clarkson, much better bench than what the Knicks had last year. I mean, it's going to be tough to replace Landry Shamet, of course, but just kidding, BT. No, but the Knicks have a better bench, and I would like to have seen what Tibbs could have done with the better bench and a second year of figuring out how to play these guys together and what type of offense would be beneficial to run with Towns, Brunson, and Bridges. But they're going to go with the guy, I guess, on paper who's the better offensive mind in Mike Brown, keep the same assistants intact, or at least the majority of them, mainly Rick Brunson, and think that they're going to be better. I'd be willing to bet they're not going to be. Now, I want to root for them. I hope that this is just an insignificant move, meaning that let the players' talent and depth on that roster now take over, despite who the head coach may be. But I believe that this will be more likely to go the way of Don Nelson replacing Pat Riley than I would this move elevating the Knicks post-Tom Thibodeau. Remember, Van Gundy had to come in and be the savior. They hired Don Nelson. Oh, he's going to change the game up. Nelly and great head coach. How'd that work here? It didn't. It was a disaster. And then Van Gundy got it back on track. Now you're replacing Tibbs, a guy who built it up and was still continuing to build. He didn't go backwards last year. He went forwards last year. First Eastern Conference final in 25 years. Learning a new group of players. That takes time, man. Not to mention the guys were hurt. He didn't even have a full roster all year long. It takes time. I think it's a mistake. See, the mistake is not hiring Brown. The mistake was firing Tibbs. But if they at least hired a real head coach, you know, somebody that won a championship or two in the past or had some great, enormous potential, I could understand it. A retread? That's most famous for being an assistant coach or coaching LeBron James? Nah, not into it. Carl is calling from Stanford back to the Yankees. What's up, Carl?
Cal, I hope you're doing good, brother. I want you to sit back in your chair and hold my surf side as I lose my mind.
Go ahead, Carl. You have the floor.
Have you ever seen the movie Miracle?
Yes, of course.
You know when Brooks brought the kid in from Minnesota to shake up the roster?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't need to do it, but he did it. This team has to have a shakeup, bro. I don't care what it is. Anthony Volpe needs to sit down or get sent down. I know George is not ready, but send him up. Spencer might not be ready, but send him up. Someone needs to walk into this clubhouse and say, guess what, fellas? You're now tied with the Toronto Blue Jays for first place. Okay? And Brian Cashman needs to wake up, bro. Okay? The core four was handled by Watson, Dick Michael, handled Jeter. And if it wasn't for George's pockets, we'd still be waiting for another freaking championship because 09 was given to us by Teixeira, Burnett, CC, and company. Okay? This is ridiculous, dude. And I hope you're giggling over there because whatever's going on in Queens holds nothing to this disaster. Because we have a small window and it is closing very freaking fast.
Well, that's a great point. And no, I'm not giggling, Carl, because this annoys me too. And thank you for the call. Great stuff. Hope you got it out of your system right there. And maybe tonight the Yankees can get back on track and get a win. I don't think it's that bad, but I would agree that, look, I don't know the inner workings, right? Maybe Boone behind closed doors is saying, hey, guys, this is unacceptable. But outwardly, what the Yankees have said for years is not only is this acceptable, anybody who questions it is foolish. That's the problem. We want them to hold guys accountable, or the organization, starting with Hal, to hold Cashman accountable, and then hold the players accountable. But not only do they not openly or outwardly do that, they think we're nuts. We played the cut of Cashman yesterday, where after Volpe's rookie season, he got into it with Joel Sherman, where Joel Sherman, correctly so, was questioning the lack of development from the Yankees. And Cashman vehemently defended himself, saying, oh, it's just Volpe's maiden voyage and he had no AAA games. The counter would be, yeah, well, why didn't he have any AAA games? It's not my fault. That's not our fault. That's you. You decided that. Why? And now fast forward it to year three. Cashman's got egg on his face. He lost that debate badly to Joel Sherman. That's not a good look. Anytime we question something about the Yankees, Boone, same thing. We're fine. We're good. Don't worry about it. We're going to be fine. We got savages, all that. It's always we're the ones who are absurd for questioning, like, how dare I question that Ben Rice should be catching? He shouldn't be catching. I would hope that they know that. But if they know that, then it shouldn't happen again. Jazz shouldn't be at third. I would hope that they know that, but it continues to happen. Volpe is regressing, and soon it's going to be he shouldn't be at short. He should have been sent down at certain points along the last two-plus years, and he's playing his way into being sent down again. Are they going to do it? I don't know. Where's the accountability? Now, the answer to me wouldn't be bringing up Lombard or Spencer Jones. The answer would be going to get a real third baseman. Going to get a real backup catcher if you can. And I say backup because I can't live with a scar anymore and I don't want to see Rice back there. At least Austin Wells still has some potential and it's hard to find good catching. Where is the accountability? And if it is Boone saying something behind closed doors that we don't know about, where is it paying its dividends? It doesn't add up. The moves that they're making combined with the results 4 years haven't added up. B BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll reset down with the King topic of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.